This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening market discussion. Greg, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Oh, we're starting out a little bit lower this week, a little bit of back and fill from Friday's report day rally. It wasn't anything that was really bullish on that report. It was just that it wasn't as bearish as what we've seen in the recent past here. So we'll kind of move forward from that. We did make no changes to the U.S. Balance sheets for this side of things. So looking out to the South American situation, a little bit disappointing to see the USDA only lower soybeans in Brazil by 1 million tons, made no change to corn. So that situation still remains to be seen as to why they're slow playing things a little bit. CONAB should be coming out today or tomorrow with their information, and we'll have a note of where they finish or where they come in. And that should set the tone for what we do for the rest of this week.
With USDA not making as much of a cut to that number, for example, the soybean number in Brazil, as we might have thought they would have, is that by design, Greg, that the USDA does not make those cuts in a bigger fashion than sometimes we think they should?
Yeah, they typically are a little more on the conservative side thing when they are making changes to overall production. They do that here in the U.S. Along the way. A lot of times they'll wait until the crop is fully made or even harvested before they really make significant cuts. And a lot of times by that time, we've seen smaller cuts that end up being reversed a little bit. That's what we saw in our own crop last year was we had cuts throughout. And then when we got to the January report, which is technically what they call the final report, even though they can change it later on, there were upward revisions that set the bearish tone for the market to start the year.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
May corn down 4 even at 435¾. May soybeans down 3 even at 1181 even. On the Merck, April live cattle down 62 cents at 186.97. March feeder cattle down 80 cents at 248.40. April lean hogs down 12 cents at 84.25. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.